The government paper has only listed the profits or losses of the three bus companies in the past three financial years, without providing a clear breakdown of their operation costs or a detailed estimation of their future costs, revenues, and returns. Even the costs of buying new buses are missing, as the bus companies ask for hefty fare hikes without sufficient transparency in their finances. Lawmakers and the public can only regret the impossibility of monitoring.